Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here. So richly deserved, too, Mr. Humble. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. And if I sound excited, it's because I am. Anytime Dr. Patricia Green is back on the show, she says I can call her Patty. Is a red letter day for me. Professor Emeritus at Babson College. I don't know how you can be a Professor Emeritus at 39, but she pulled that off. She's a co-founder of the Diana Project, which is an awesome project I continue to talk about all year long with various members of that organization on promoting women in the marketplace, in the workplace. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 15 years and also very much involved in the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor program that Babson is a big part of, which I've been telling you about since 97, the GEM project. And she's our good friend, Patricia. Patty, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm always glad to be on your show.
Well, we love having you back, Patty. So it's International Women's History Month. And when I think of this, I can't think about this month without thinking of you and a handful of other ladies that I've been talking to now, some of them since the previous millennia, including the Global Entrepreneurship Monitors and the Diana Project research on women around the world, how they're doing, mm-hmm. not just in the United States, but globally. Tell us about that.
Well, we do a number of studies about women and the businesses they start, really looking at all kinds of women who are starting all kinds of businesses, and quite substantial businesses, too. So there's a big range of what they do. How they do it is actually pretty much the same, no matter where you are in the world. I love thinking about the universal aspects of being entrepreneurial.
I'm glad you said that, Patty, because I too have traveled around the world, and one of the things that struck me, and I didn't preconceive this, I didn't even have it on my mind when I would travel to South America or Europe or Scandinavia or wherever, or the Middle East, I didn't have it on my mind to preconceive any similarities or differences, and every time as I was immersed in these conversations, I just kept getting hit upside the head with, well, they're just like me. I'm a small business owner.
These people are
acting just like me. They're passionate. They're experts. They want to grow their business. They got to deal with the government wherever they may be. The social issues. It's like you could put any one of us in any country, and 85% of what we were dealing with would be common. What do you think?
No, but we know that it is. We actually did a study one time that we looked at across five different countries, and we taught the same curriculum to groups of women entrepreneurs in the five countries, and we realized that the things that are different are financial reporting. So countries have different kinds of financial statements sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, same basic content, but there's a little bit different there. And marketing. You know, different countries have different ways of sharing information about markets and actually learning about your market, the data available, those kinds of things. But as far as identifying opportunities, looking for the resources, and providing the leadership, which, you know, those big three, that's my definition of being entrepreneurial, opportunity, resources, and leadership. I'm convinced it's a universal.
There's no question about it, because it's all about not having a dream, wanted to be self-determined, wanted to have some independence, having a dream, and the guts and the willpower and the belief in yourself to follow through. Everything else is mechanical, isn't it?
I think so. You know, but we do also, especially in GEM, we talk about two motivations. There's kind you're describing we call opportunity-based. I really want to mm-hmm. do this. I've got the dream. I'm going to pursue this. But then there's also necessity-based. And that's actually sometimes comes through stronger for women. I'm doing this
like when I was downsized twice in the 80s with two teenagers and two mortgages? You mean like that?
That would exactly be it, yes.
And you're right. This hits women very hard, probably even more so than men.
It does. It often does when they come down to really needing to put food on the table for their children.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Patty, I need a website, please. What's your favorite?
Right now it's the one you and I talked about last. So it's www.ascent.sba.gov. That's our new program for women business owners.
All right, so check that out. We're going to come back after the break and talk some more with Dr. Patty Green and her leadership and her knowledge of how women are doing. I'm going to ask her, how are women doing? How are they going to be doing in 2021 in the United States and around the world? 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.